Okay, we are up to, I believe we started the Shaila. I don't know how far we got. We can start again, I guess. Ibai Lahu, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the top of Lamed Bava Mateis. Ibai Lahu, Ki Hikin Hill Principal Lidar, who's a ticken, that he'll make his principal only for that generation. Or is it a lasting takana? If we want to stop it, meaning if everybody got more kosher, do we have the right to be mavato hills takana? If you say he did it for his own generation, so even though it continued on, even though it continued on, but you can stop it at any time when it's not necessary. But if he made it a lasting takana, one basin cannot be mavato a takana made by a different basin, unless the people in the second basin are smarter, greater, and have more number. Rashi. So Trashi, where are we up to? A little bit too late. The Heist of Bezin, the Akshu Dari, if the Dari became more kusher, so you invite him in Lahavis, people won't hold back from borrowing. Lubatu is Takana so, Shapu Lakasa, Prusbo Yishmat. Even if you wrote a Prusbo, it shouldn't help, can we or not? It's interesting because there's really no way of testing this unless people stop, meaning, how would we know that people became more kusher? They're lending money without the need of a principal. The only way we would know is people stopped writing principals and still lent money. That way, it showed us that they became a better generation. If not, how would we know? Meaning, if people were still using principals, so that's why they were lending money. But I guess a bunch of people said, we're not going to use a principal, and we're not going to collect the money, and we're going to lend the money anyway. So it became akshadari. So the question is, can you remove it or not? Some Rishaitim, this is Machloikas Rishaitim, the Rambam and the Raivan. This halacha of Ein Bezin Yechayel Levaku, Divrei Bezin Chaverim, Kegod Lemelo Bechachim and Beminyan. What would be if the reason is gone? The reason is totally gone. They made it Takana for reason A, and the reason is gone. You still need a Bezin, Kegod Lemelo Bechachim and Beminyan, or once the reason is gone completely, you don't need God, man of Bechachim of Beminyan, because I think as Rabbi Cohn spoke out yesterday, the original Bezin would agree that if the reason doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. Or, that is, once they make a Takana, it's a law built into Takana that you have to remove it by a Bezin, God, man of Bechachim of Beminyan. So, Pashtus, if you learn that the reason goes away, you still need it. So then our Gemara makes sense that even though it would be Akshadari, even though if you found a generation that were lending money without Prozbo, so then it got better, so the reason would be Bato, you still need a Bezin God Lemon of a Minyan. But according to the other Rishaitim, the question is, why does the Gemara say you need Bezin God Lemon of a Minyan? If it's Akshadari, if the generation got better, so the reason would be Bato. So they answer that even in the better generation, there are always going to be people that don't lend money because of Shemitah. The question is, if most of the people got better, and therefore there was no need for a takana because there were enough people lending money, it never would get to a point that every single person would lend money without a principal. So the reason for the takana is never really 100% bottle, because there will always be a minority of people that won't lend money. The question is, in the time of Hillel, it was obviously either a significant minority or a majority. So he made the takana. So the shaila is, if it became less of a minority, do you still, and they want to be mavatu, can they or can they not? That's the shaila of the Gemara. That's the Gemara Tashima.
With two deyuntives, we kept that even after when we knew the new Chodesh was.
And, right, so, and, the Gemara, so the Gemara asked you a question. The Gemara said that the Chazal decided to keep 2-day Yom Tov because they didn't know in the future what would happen. and therefore they put it into place, and they said it should be kept forever and ever, regardless if the reason applies or not.
So that's somewhat similar. That's somewhat similar here. It's somewhat similar that it doesn't. The reason is never quite butthol necessarily.
We can say, you know, today that the reason is totally gone by the 2-day Yom Tov, because Al said we're going to make this takana specifically, even if the reason is gone, for a fear that the reason might want to return, and therefore we're going to make it again, you know, without a reason, and therefore that's why we keep 2 days Yom Tov.
What? Why couldn't Hillel just make it for now, and whatever happens later is late? I mean, like, what was bothering him that it should go on forever? You know what I mean? Like, what made him think that way? I would just say, if things change, it changes.
Again, that's the Shaila de Gemara. How did he make the Takana?
Why did he make it that it has to be forever? Why would he do that? It doesn't, meaning, and then if it turns out, then we don't have the right people to change. Just do it for this generation, and whatever happens, happens. If you have to keep it, you keep it. If not, not. I mean, something was bothering him. What was bothering him that he couldn't do it that way?
Again, I can only say the following. And that is, you know, you want to guarantee that things will be in place. You don't want to leave it up the future people to make the decision. So you make it forever. And don't leave it up to future people to decide. They might decide, we don't want to make the takana, whatever reason. This way he took it out of their hands. If he made it forever, he basically took it out of everybody else's hands. That was the question. Did he make it forever? Did he take it out of a future generation's hands? Or did he say, I'm worried about my generation and let every generation worry about themselves? Tashema, the Amr Shmuel said, like Kasvinim Prosbo, El Bebedina de Surah or Bebedina de Radah. Prosbos can only be written in the top of the line bezins. No three people can write a Prosbo. It has to be done by a top of the line bezin. Now, that makes sense. That makes sense if it was a takana made for generations. So to perpetuate the takana, every generation has to, quote-unquote, remake the takana. The way they remake the takana is that the prosbu is written in the chosh of a bezin, meaning the bezin of stature decides we're going to keep the prosbu. Now, they're going to decide this every shemitah. Do we need the prosbu or not? Will be made a decision by bezins of stature. So, therefore, you need bezin of surah and bezin of adah. But if this is a takana put in place forever, why in the world would we insist that the bezin be a bezin of stature? Any bezin can do it. That was the takana. If you learn that it has to be perpetuated every shemitah, meaning theoretically a thought process has to go into every shemitah, are we going to maintain this? Are we not going to maintain this? Do you want the decisions to be made by bezins of stature? But if you learn that it's built into the system, so then why would we need a bezin of stature every shemitah to write the prosbo? Everybody should be able to write a prosbo. That's the Gemara's Raya. Why can't they write this in every bezin, Rashi? Because no bezin has the strength to take away people's money. Ela beidina de surah, which was Rav, and beidina de nadah, that was Shmuel. When he said it, and this was said in his Beis Medrash, there was Bezin in Eretz Yisrael, Ravami Ravasi, who could also write a prosbo. But he was talking about in Bavo, in his country, there were two Bezins of stature. The Hainu de Mishami, maybe he didn't make it for future generations. Meaning, that's going to be the Gemara's answer. I'm going to come back to this, Rashi. Let's end for the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, No. Dilma Kitikin Hill Ludar Alma. Maybe he made it for future generations. But only Kigamedina de Day Kurvami Vravasi Dalimi Lafku and Mamina Lukulama Light. It could be even if he made it for future generations, but he wanted, this is an act of removing money. This is Hefker Ben and Hefker. This is removing money from somebody and giving it to somebody else. So he wanted every principle to be done by a Bezin who has the power to do that. That was the way he wrote the Takana. We assumed that he wrote, if he wrote the Takana permanently, he put the place that we take away money and we don't need a Bezin to do that. Maybe, he said, every Bezin has a right. Any Bezin who has the right to take away money can do principles from now and ever because they have the right to take away money. But three commoners who don't have the right to do Hefker Bez and Hefker were never included in the Takana. That could be shot. So we have no proof. It could be that he made the Takana forever. It could be that he made the Takana only for his generation. The fact that we're insisting on a Bezin that's Chashev is because there's an act of removing money that's happening. And did he insist that that act of removing money be done by a Bezin that's capable? Or did he put into place that I am making a decree that money can be removed and that any three commoners can come and put their names on the paper and it will automatically happen? That's the question. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara switched from Rav and Shmuel and now said Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Like, all of a sudden, he said two Bezins, and then the Gemara says either his Bezin or Rav Ami and Rav Asi. So what's Rav Ami and Rav Asi coming into the picture here? So this, let's go back to this Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Beidina de Nadar, Shmuel, Chiyamra Shmuel Lach Mosa, Chiyisra Hashchel to the Memedrasha. But they asked him this Shaila, Hava Beidina de Ravami Ravasi. Meaning, he was talking in Bavo. In Bavo, there are two Bezins of stature. In Chutzlaret, in Ertitrol, there are Bezins of stature of Ravami Ravasi. When he was telling people you need either Surah or Nadar, he was talking to the people of Bavo. Right, but the Gemara answers, the Gemara is saying, there were other Batei Din of stature. They weren't located above them. They were located in Eretz Yisrael. So this becomes a Shailin Halacha. What kind of Bezin does one need to write a principle? So, interestingly enough, where are we up to? So some people paskin that it has to be written by Bezin Chashev. And this is the psak of, it's the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Rambam and Shulchan Aruch says it has to be paskin, it has to be the Bezin Chashev. That's what the Rambam paskins and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, which means they have to know the din and they have to know prosbo and know shmita well, and everybody accepts them as a bezin of stature in their city. And some people paskin, which is the rush, that any three people can write prosbo, which is the way we are nayik today. We are saimach on the rush, which is the Rush, and the Rashba, and the Tor, that you can, and the Mar says, near Elish Yesh V'Halkub as Manazeh, that you can be Maker with Manazeh, that any three people can write a principle, which is what we do. I'm just wondering what the Svardim do, because they usually pass like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ramah, and the Shulchan Aruch happens to be Machmer. I don't know how they act for Maizeh. But it's a Machlokes Yishayim. How much of a Bezin of stature do you need to write a principle with Manazeh, with the Rush being Mako and the Ramah saying that we can be Mako. And that's what we do. You walk into Shul, you find three people, you have them sign your principle, they sell, you know, they put them out, usually for free, pile of principles on the table, everybody takes the principle, fills in their name, gets three people to sign it, and you have your principle.
Has the murder written?
Yes.
If we pass them like the Rosh for three people are okay for a basin, why don't we pass them like the Rosh in terms of the Chumrah of doing the two principles?
Because they're two separate shaylos. Because you pass like the Russian one, you don't have to pass like the Russian the other. Let me put it differently. We pass like the Ramah, who said you can be made on any three people. We don't pass like the Ramah does not bring the Chumrah of the Rush of writing to a principle. We don't pass like the Rush, I should say it clearly. We pass like the Ramah, who says that you can rely go Lakula. In this case, he doesn't bring the halacha of the two principles.
Thank you.
Dr. Gemarite, Tashima, the Amr Shmuel. Shmuel said, Ha principle, Ubuna de Dainihu. The concept of principle is an audacious act. This is what Shmuel said. The Gemara is going to explain that the word Ubuna means audacity. There's going to be a Shaila in the Gemara. Whether obana means audacity, or obana means to make things life easier. But the Gemara proves that the word obana means audacity. So Shmuel said, principle, it was an audacity. If I had the strength, I would be mavato the whole concept of the principle. Now, it makes it sound that he theoretically could be mevatelet. If I could get it together, I'd be mevatelet. It makes it sound that he could be mevatelet. How could he be mevatelet? What does he mean? If I had the strength, I would do it. You can't do it, Shmuel. You're much smaller than Hill. You can't be mevatel Hill's takana. And for the Gemara, that's exactly what he meant. If I would be greater than Hill, I would be mabatul this takana. Being Shmuel couldn't understand this takana. To him, this takana was an audacity to take away money from someone and give it to somebody else. And he said, if I had the strength, I would be mabatul it. He meant, if I had the halachic power, meaning if I was bigger than Hill, I would take it away. That's what he would say. Rav Nachman, it's a very unusual statement that Namaira makes, that if he had the strength, he would take away a takana of a tana. If he were bigger than the tana, I would take it away. But I guess he was bothered by this takana. He wasn't a big fan of this takana.
Rav Nachman, I argue with Hillel?
No.
Does anyone argue with Hillel?
Hillel was the Nasi. You have to understand, Hillel was in the position of being the Nasi. When he made a takana, it was like a Gamliel. Every generation had a Nasi. The Nasi had the power to make takanas, and it just became the accepted law. Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Mizakai, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, Hiskin Hill, these were all positions of Nasi. If you remember when I gave a little bit of a history lesson, Hill was a Nasi 100 years before the Churban, and it was his children down the line that remained in the power of Nasi. Hill was a Nasi. Nisiyah made takanas. So he made his takana with the power of Nasi, which was the strongest power as it existed at that point in Tyra and Klal Yisrael. And he made these takanas. Shmuel, who lived hundreds of years later, said, if I were greater than Hill, I would take away this takana. He didn't, I guess, for whatever reason, was not a big fan of this takana. Rav Nachman Amar, I commend him. Rav Nachman said, I would keep this takana, meaning I would make this takana, approve this takana. In fact, the Gemara commend him, Mekayim B'Koshi. I don't need you, Rav Nachman, to approve the takana. It's approved. Dr. Gemara Alchikamar, Eime Be'Nosa, the Abagam L'Kasim K'Kasim Dami. I would expand the takana. I would say that even if you don't write the principle down, you just do it verbally. Or according to some Rishayim, and according to other Rishayim, even automatic, it's an automatic thing that happens without even verbal commitment. Machloikas Rishayim, how to write what Rav Nachman would have done. Some Rishayim understand that he would have done, you don't need principle anymore. I would take it away. No need for it, it's an automatic. Every loan has a built-in principle. That was the takana, that's what the takana I would make, Rav Nachman says. I wouldn't even require somebody to go to a bed. And some say, I wouldn't require it to be written down, I would require it just to be verbal. whatever it was, Rav Nachman said, I would have enhanced the takana. I would have expanded the takana. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Uban the Tadayana, he lekama mefarish lashon chutzpah. Later on, the Gemara will explain the word Ubana to mean chutzpah. Shnayt lemamim shleikah din b'chazaka, to take money without the proper din, with strength. In Ayasha Chayli, Ma'achzi Kayach HaVeklina, Alma Lav the Dora, Alma Tikkun, it must be not for generations. Nim Cain, if it were for generations, Heichi Mot Shmuel Meim HaVeklina, how could Shmuel say? I would be mevav to it. Eime Bein Nosa, Oishiv Bezen Ba'askim, I will put a bezin and decree the Stam Milvin Yir Kamaish Mishir Seir LeBezin, that every loan would be like they gave it to Bezin, the Yavag Avdoloi Kosev and the Heavy Kamaish Kosev. And even though you didn't write a principle, it would be an automatic. That's Rashi Shita. The Rav Nachman is saying, were up to me, nobody would have to do a principle. It would be built into every loan that you have a principle. Dr. Gemara Night, Tashima. I'm sorry, Ibayu. So we never proved the Shaila. Yes.
We don't have any proof then, right?
No.
Do you have any proof to the Shaila? Wasn't that a goal?
The bottom line, we have no proof. We have no proof. Can't help it. There's no proof.
Okay, that's what it means. I mean, so what was this thing about? So what do you mean by, even though it's not written, what does that mean?
Well, the way Rashi learns, Rav Nachman said, if it were up to me, I would have made the takana that you don't even need a principal. All loans don't get canceled by Shemitah. Period. End of story. Even if you don't write a principal.
How are you supposed
it would be to, like...
You need some kind of a document.
Why? Why?
Those are the Adam that were there. Pass on, or they go to Lakewood.
Again, if every loan has a built-in principal, why do you need a document?
The principal doesn't say anything about how much it was and all kind of stuff?
It doesn't say anything. Oh, it doesn't even, today, a principal doesn't even mention the names of the borrowers. You might be owed money by 5 people. You might be owed by 10. You don't remember who owes you money. You write a principle, it covers all. Doesn't say people, doesn't say amount. This is not the star of a loan. This is a principle that allows a malva to give the staris to Bezin and then recollect it as an agent to Bezin.
I mean, yeah, but Bezin has to know who...
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Who borrowed the money, who lent the money, how would they do that?
They don't. That's not what the principle does. They don't. If you look at the Nusach, we had it before, that any chayv that I have, shegvenu, that I'll collect it whenever I want. We had that lesson in the Malamo. Shekol chayv sheyeshli. Now the Gemara said, you have to identify the borrower. We don't even do that. All loans are included in one principle. I'm sorry?
One principle can work for 100 loans.
Yes. Correct. Right. All it says is I'm giving you over all my debt, all people that owe me money. All my outstanding debts. That's not the word, whatever it is. All my outstanding collectibles. Now, if not what I wanted to say, you don't even have to do that. It's automatic. That's what he said. If it were up to me, that's what I would do.
That's because Hillel's thing was Lodori Doros, is that why?
No, even if it's Lodori, the generations can continue it, right? The Gemara doesn't have a shaila where the hill that cover is gone. They wanted to know, theoretically, can it be removed? Nobody removed it. The Gemara wanted to know, can it be removed?
It's only going to be removed if he did it L'Dori Doros.
Again, even if he did it L'Dori, it perpetuates, it continues, except the only difference between L'Dori and L'Dori Alma is, can an other Bezin change it? If it's L'Dori, that opens the door that any other Bezin can say things have improved. L'Dori Alma, they can't. But everybody agrees that till somebody changes it, the Takana continues.
Okay.
Don't take my bite. Yes. Okay. Tashim Ibai Lahu. Hi Obuna, listen to the Chutzpahu or listen to the Nechusahu. When Shmuel said that he views a prosbo as an Obuna, did he mean that it was audacious? Or did he mean that he wanted to make life simpler for the Dayanim? Because imagine what would happen if there would be no prosbo. Then the month before Shemitah ends, there would be a mad rush to Bezin to collect all their loans. And the Dayanim would be overloaded with casework of people trying to collect their loans. So maybe Shmuel was saying, this whole prosbo is to make life simpler for the Dayanim. If it were up to me, I'd remove it. That's how, what did Shmuel mean when he said the word obana? Did he mean that he thinks prosbo is an audacious takana? Or did he mean that prosbo is a life-easing mechanism for judges that they shouldn't be overwhelmed by cases the last month before the end of Shemitah? What, we're trying to figure out the translation of the word that Shmuel used. Zakt.
Isn't he the one that said he would abolish it? So it
wouldn't be
a convenient thing.
Yes. So he's obviously not a big fan of the takana. So either he said it's an audacious takana, or he said it's a benefit for the judges. It's not really, you know, it's something that shouldn't be there. It's just to save the day on a more casework. Yeah. Rashi listened to the chusda. Le'asuhu el l'nachas hadayanim. Shle'yatrichum. They shouldn't be bothered to have to collect all loans before the end of Shemitah. I'm not interested in making life simple for Dayanim. That's not my purpose. Therefore, I view this takana as a benefit for Dayanim to save their caseload. And for me, that's an unnecessary takana. Either way, Shmuel was criticizing the takana. He's either criticizing as in considering it audacious, or criticizing as a work-saving for the Dayanim, but not something he would do. And he would take it away if he had the power. Dr. Gemara Tashim. Yes.
What were the Dayanim doing? Were they collecting on behalf of the people, or just writing out a...
Well, before the Kanda Prosbo, they were enforced. What happens if somebody's owed money and the guy's not paying him? You go to Bezin. And Bezin enforces the loan, enforces the collection. What happened? Forget Shemitah. Somebody owes somebody a loan due June 30th. June 30th comes and the guy doesn't want to pay. What options does the lender have? The guy's not paying it. You go to court. And court says you owe them the money, and then they enforce it. A Jewish court. Now, today, they don't have enforcement power. But once upon a time, Bezin had enforcement power. They popped through the guy's chayiv, and they didn't pay. They took away his field.
Thank you.
Now, imagine if there would be no principle, what would happen? Go crazy. Everybody would need to collect their loans. Because in a month from now, it's void. So Shmuel is saying, according to one understanding of the word obana, it was just done, you know, in my mind, this is just a make life simpler for Dayanim Takana, and I'm not for it. And for the Gemara, Amr Tashamad, Amr Ula, Aluza kala shizinta beis karev chabasa. You have an adacious kala. He's referring to Klal Yisrael, who did the egel at Har Sinai. What a audacious bride that was Mizana under her chuppah. Meaning Klal Yisrael didn't even wait to leave the chuppah, which is Har Sinai. And while they were there, turned to a different master, the ego. So he uses the word aluva. Now there, aluva can only mean audacious. So that proves that the word obana, which comes from the word aluva, means audacious. Rashi. Aluva chatsufa, shizinta bekarev chupasa, ba'oit shechina v'yisrael b'sinai, asu es ego. The Shechina and Yisrael were in Sinai, they made the ego. Shalei nasu b'sinai, adlaka kamas hamishka b'shan eshliya. They stayed in Sinai from Chayde Sivan of year one of Mitzrayim till the 20th of year two, next year. To the Sivah, he b'shan ha-shenis b'chayde sh-sheni. But Yisu b'nei Yisrael l'masein in Midbar Sinai. That means they were in Sinai for over 11 months. And during those 11 months, a lot happened. First thing that happened was 40 days after Mount Zairah, was the Egel. Then they built a Mishkan. But meanwhile, they were in Sinai, and while they were in Sinai, the Chasen is still going on, and the Kala turns in his Mizana. Aluva, we just did that. Right. That's the Gemara right. Amar Rav Mori, brother of Bashmo, Mikra, where do we see it in the Pasuk? Right. Ad Shamelech b'Mesibai, while the king was still at his chuppah, nirdu nasan reichai. The spices lost their fragrance. Meaning, while we were there, things turned sour. Amar Rava, adayin chavivusu hugaba. Even though it mentions our wrongdoing, the ego, but it's still written in a way of love. Because the pasuk says, the siv nasan v'leksiv hisriach. It says it lost. Nasan means it gave up its fragrance. Instead of the fragrance started smelling. The word should have been a word of negative. It doesn't use a negative word. It's mentioning that it gave up its fragrance. Giving up is a much nicer way of saying that we ruined the fragrance. It doesn't say ruined. It says we're lost. It doesn't even say lost. We gave up, which is a nicer way of saying it, which shows that the Rabbi Hashem still loves us and the wording is still done in the most positive, as much positive as can be done. Vashi? Mikra, the Yesh Lidrash Aleim Kala Mizana b'chupasa, that we can darshan that we're like a kala that was mizana under the chuppah. The mesibai b'chupasai near the nasan reichai the spices other reichai hatayv lost its good fragrance. K'mayvlei nasan sichan es yisrael, sichan did not allow. So nasan reichai means gave up, allowed its reich to go away. Adayin chavivusi gabon, ava bishay history kukulayim, even though it mentions their avera, but history of Mamaras Chiba, it's mentioned in a show of love. The likes of Hisriach, it doesn't say that the spices started smelling. It said it lost, gave up, which is a nicer way of mentioning it. Tanarabana, because we mentioned the word ubana, we speak on the next thing. Hanulavim ve'enam ovim. People who are treated with audacity and don't respond with audacity. Shaimim chepasa. How does he translate hanulavim ve'enam ovim? Art scroll. Somebody help me. What? Suffer insult. Okay. Shaimim chepasa ve'en meshivim. They listen to somebody embarrass them and they don't respond. They do mitzvahs because they love Hashem. The semeichim b'yisurim, and Rachmana Litzlan, if they suffer, understand that it's for their benefit. Aleihem akasiv aymer v'oyavav k'sheish Hashem es b'gvurasai. The ones who love Hashem will be like the sun in its strength. Their schar will be like the sun in its strength. Okay, now the reason we mention this is because of the word open up. Now, the Mepharshim speak out an interesting point. When the sun and moon were created, Chazal tell us they were both big luminaries. And the moon came and complained that there's no room for two. So the sun kept quiet as the moon was insulting it and saying there's no room for the sun. So what happened? The sun remained the strength and the moon lost it. So the same thing happens when somebody is insulted and he doesn't respond. He's like the sun. He's keeping quiet like the sun kept quiet when the moon insulted it. So therefore, his tchar will be that he's like the sun in its strength.
But why did Hashem appease the moon and give him stars?
I know you have to look in Rabbi Cohen Sefer, it probably addresses it. When it comes out, we'll be able to speak it out. But meanwhile, it's just...
I have an answer, but I don't want to say it right now.
Why not?
Because the thing is, Rebbe, time someone argues with someone else, They it's not that they just want to argue. They have a different way of looking at it, right?
Right.
So Hashem's saying, Moon, you're wrong for saying it, but on the other hand, you may have some kind of a good shtickle Torah. So for that...
Very nice. I think you should print the safe.
I can't find anyone who has any cash. But Rebbe, what you could do is you could tell that vort to... Who's there now in the Rosh Hashivas? Who's there?
Why don't you ask Out to Lunch to print the safer?
Out to Lunch.
Rashi.
He's not the owner, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Had a love him, because the Eisen should have loved him, be at a cherem, they're insulted from others. They ain't over with a cherem, they don't insult other people. Eisen mitzvahs mi'avis ha-makam. The label to schar, and they don't do it to get reward. The label to schar, and and they get scarred, they don't like the sun. Practice Gemara, my prosbul. What does prosbul mean? What does the word prosbul mean? Amar Abchizda, pros, which means a takana, a decree. Pros means decree in Aramaic. Buli ubuti, for the rich and the poor. Now, bul means the rich, but it was made for the rich and the poor. Even though we don't call it pros buli ubuti, we call it prosbul. But I guess it's a shortened version of Prus Buli Buti. Buli Eli Ashirim. It's made for the rich. The Chsev Shibarti is Goyt Uschem. Hashem says, I will break the haughtiness of your strength. The Tani Rav Yitzchak Eli Buloi Shib Yehuda. It refers to the rich people in Yehuda that they're because of their gaiva, Hashem will break the gaiva that comes about from their riches. I think this was just trying to prove that the word bulos means riches. Buti, enu aniyim. It says, habi tabitenu, lend him money. Now, usually who borrows money? The poor people. So buti refers to people who borrow money, which is the poor people. So it's a puz bul buti. Rashi, interesting Rashi here. Buli buti, ashirim vaniyim. Why did they make it for the benefit of the rich? What do the rich gain out of principle? Ashirim shliyastidu, meaning Hill had in mind, if the rich people aren't lending money, they're going to lose their money. Hashem doesn't like it when rich people walk around with their money and don't benefit others. And since people stop lending money to people because of Shemitah, they're going to end up losing their money. So for the benefit of the rich, Hill made a principle they should be able to continue lending money and Hashem should keep them wealthy. That's how they Mepharshim explained. It's made for the benefit of the rich. Not that they should be able to collect their loans, that they should be able to continue lending money, because if not, they're going to lose their money. That's how the Achronim explained this Rashi. Aniyim, so he didn't lose those nifneim. And Aniyim, in order that the doors shouldn't be closed in front of them. Belois Ashirim, Havet, Ubihein Halavim, who usually borrows money, Aniyim, the poor. Something to my right. Amale Rava Lemuza. Rava said to people who are experts.
It's speaking about the rich that they also, I mean, it's speaking of situations where there's businessmen like we have here in the company that need money to keep their business going and growing in Amazon. What I'm saying is that rich people also need money to borrow. I guess
the regular people who make loans are the people that are the needy ones. That's what the Gemara, that's what Rashi's saying. You know, I don't know why he's not saying.
Rich also need to borrow. I mean, I think you can say it's speaking about.
Again, Rabbi Cohn, I can't argue with Rashi. I'm explaining you what Rashi's saying.
No,
you're asking. Okay, so what exactly is your question?
What I'm saying is, why can't we say another? You said the Achronim learn this is Pshat and Rich. Okay?
I don't argue on Rashi. What am I supposed to do? Rashi translates it this way. The truth is, the Gemara does. The Gemara says, Buti is the poor who always borrow money. I guess, you know, in those days, the businesses, you know, it was an agricultural society. It was a different society. It wasn't that there were big businesses like, you know, all kinds of businesses that were borrowing money. Weiter. Amalei Rabbi Lulu'azim.
Rabbi,
my principle.
Can somebody just go into someone's field and take food and then sell it?
What do you mean, on Shemitah?
Yeah.
No, you're not allowed to make business. You ain't nice and clear with the parish of Shemitah. You're not supposed to sell Shemitah fruit. I mean, there's limitations, but you're not supposed to go pick to sell. No, I don't think so. No. Again, I'm not familiar with halach as well, but I think the Gemara says you're not allowed to do business with parish Shemitah. Parish Shemitah is meant to eat, not for business. Touching my bite. You know, when they do these esters for Shemitah, there are all kinds of hoops that they have to jump through in order not to be over these Yisurim of doing business with Paris of Shemitah. So they only can charge expenses, meaning trees have to be maintained, they shouldn't get ruined. So people have to get paid to maintain those trees. Not to enhance the trees, but to maintain the trees. And then people have to be paid to pick the trees in order to have the shragim. And then people have to be paid to box those shragim and to ship those shragim. Therefore, you're allowed to, and it takes time and effort and salaries. So that you can charge for. What you can do on Shemitah is charge for quality of an esrog, because there's no greater expense in getting the esrog that's of lesser quality than the greater quality. So in Lakewood now, Lamasho, which they do it differently than they used to do it, you walk into an esrog dealer on Shemitah next year, they tell you pick a box. No matter what the quality is, it's all the same price. There is no pricing based on quality. It's the same price because you can't charge, because that's making profit of Paris or Shemitah. All that's being charged is the expenses. Now, part of the expenses, an esrog dealer has a store, and he has to pay his electric bill, and he has to pay his thing. But all those expenses are not any more for high quality than low quality. So there's a one price fits all, and you pick. You can't check what you're buying. You go pick a box and take whatever it is, as long as it's kosher, and you're out of here. That's how they do it in Lakewood. These days, they have Shemitah. In Cleveland, they still do it the old-fashioned way, is they give you the esrog as a present, because you can't do business with Shemitah fruit. They give you the esrog as a present, but you pay $300 for the lulav. So it's a very expensive lulav that covers receiving a present of the esrog. Because you can't pay for quality That's making business with Perei Shemitah. So there are loopholes. And again, in Cleveland, the way it used to work everywhere was you charge for the lulav, not for the esrog. Now in Lakewood, I understand last time what they did is they had closed boxes of kosher esrogim. You came in, you paid a flat rate, you picked up a box, you walked out, and that was your esrog. And some people got very good ones, and some people got kosher ones, and that's it. But because they, what?
In other words, if you're doing Heder Mitzvah, are you doing it in Lakewood?
Yeah, but in Cleveland, you're being Seimach on a Hetzer of paying $300 for a lulav to get an Hetzer as a present. It's a little bit of a Hetzer.
Lakewood, are they doing Heder Mitzvah when they buy a lulav and Netzrog?
Again, you can't do business with Perei Shemitah. Yeah, you can buy a Mexican Netzrog. Or a Californian esrog, or a Yemenite esrog, or a Cyprus esrog, or a Greek esrog, and then you can do whatever you want. It's only an access role that's right, and there's a problem.
I would hate that, wouldn't you? To pick one up that kosher, but it's not.
I don't know how many years I've been buying from Cyprus. Recently.
I can't hear you.
Thank you.
Okay, I can just say the following. To Heder and Shemitah, it's also Heder Mitzvah. Some people, it's interesting, people are very makpar on Heder by Esrog. There's Hedurim in every Mitzvah. So I guess they're being Mahadir in the Mitzvah of Shemitah. Don't think about it. Amalei Rava Leluaza. Rava said to people that didn't speak Hebrew, they spoke Persian. And he asked him, my prosbul, what does prosbul mean? What does pros mean? A Malay pursed the milsa, the correcting, I think that's what it means, the correction of something.
Adjustment.
How does Archko say? What?
Adjustment.
What does Archko say?
Says adjustment.
Adjustment, same thing. Rashi? Luluaza, Shaina Madab of Lush and Ivri, Luluaza, doesn't speak Hebrew, he's called the Luluaz. Vice is Shishal Rabbi Menu, Zaisai Madab of Lush and Prusbu, he spoke in the language where Prusbu came from. Pirishlai and Rabbi explained to him, Shabu Shainai, Prus is Pursa, Takana, the adjustment or the correction to keep things going. We will stop here at Mirchim tomorrow morning. I'll be back live in the Kailo. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
See you, Joe.